Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, Kakahiaka, and welcome to the Crystal and Kaiʻi Talk Story at 9 a.m. Hawaii time. That stands for Hawaii time. And it's a beautiful Texas day, or a beautiful day here in North Texas. I'm so excited. It's been a very long morning, and my husband and I were out at a doctor's appointment for him, and he got a good clean bill of health. And so, of course, I'm all excited about that. Kaiʻi's not going to be joining me today. He had stuff that he needed to take care of, so it's just you and I, and you can call in if you want to add your manao to the conversation. Our call-in number is 215-383-3871. Unfortunately, since I'm in my car, I can't see the chat room, so chat it up in there. If there's anybody in there that wants to call in, you know, just give us a buzz. Have a good time. As you know, we start each and every week with Pule. So if you'll join me in our weekly Pule for this show. Mahalo ke akua. Mahalo na amakua. Mahalo na kapuna. Thank you for this beautiful day. Wherever you may be in listening ears, I hope you're having a wonderful and beautiful and blessed day. Kiakua, thank you for all of our divine blessings. And congratulations to the three lucky winners that had Powerball tickets. May they bless others with their fortune as well. Kiakua, that you open this space up so that we all can share and learn from each other's mana'o. And that we get whatever information that we need. So, mahalo, Kiakua. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo.
Alrighty. Gotta love a mute button. My husband just looked at me like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you just did that. But had too much pop, so I had to do a little lady burp thing. So anyways, guys, today's topic is Maluia. It's our second innate gift that Kiakua gave us. And for those of you that are not familiar with Hawaiian, Maluia is peace. Being peace, 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 P-E-A-C-E, peace, not the P-I-E-C-E, like piece of cake. And the reason I started out the new year talking about our innate gifts that Kiakua gave us is so that way you can focus on these gifts that you have within you, and you can start appreciating yourself. You can start having a better understanding of what it is, your path, your purpose is that you want to do. Well, many times we're told, oh, well, you know, you're here for a reason, you have a special purpose, but we don't know what that special purpose is. And if you take things back to the simplicity and start at the beginning, and that's what we're doing, is starting at the beginning. Last week we talked about aloha, the unconditional love. This week it's about peace and the inner knowing. There's a quote that I read today, that I received in an email from my friend Carol Barbeau. She's an astrologer and in Washington State. Really, really awesome lady. She reminds me of, you know, her pictures, because she's got the little cherub face and just so cute. And if you can get on her email list to receive her astrology readings, they're fantastic. Carol Barbeau, BARBEAU.com, BARBEAU, CarolBarbeau.com. She had this quote, and I think it's a great quote to help you find your inner peace and to get that reconnection with being at peace. The quote is, "We are all here for some special reason. Stop being a prisoner of your past. Become the architect of your future." And that's a quote from Robin Sharma. And how are we prisoners of our past? It's all those negative belief systems, the ones that we're born into, you know, our families, our religions, our education, our employers. Anytime they tell you that you can't or you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you're not whatever, that holds in your monkey brain, because the monkey is really good about spinning it until you're absolutely insane, thinking that you're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, whatever the reason is. And that monkey brain will drive you insane, and you have to nip it in the bud, because monkey brain's only allowed to say positive things. He's allowed to say some negative things, but not to the point where it makes you unhappy and not at peace with your life choices and with your decisions. Which brings me to this other thing that happened today. My husband has a beautiful voice, and he was singing along with the radio to the Eagles song. What's the name of that song? Peaceful Living, I think is what it's called. Oh, Peaceful Easy Feeling. Peaceful Easy Feeling is the name of the song by the Eagles. And so for those of you that are really young and don't know, YouTube, and but it's a great song. Yeah. And personally, the Beatles, the Eagles, I really think that they had angelic and divine guidance in helping them write the lyrics to their songs, because there's a lot of stuff in lyrics that resonate with me and, of course, resonate with other people. Otherwise, you wouldn't be buying the CD, the album from back in the day, or buying it on iTunes or however else you can get music these days. But then there's some artists that there's just that something that makes your hair on the back of your neck stand up, or you get a little goosebumps, or you get a little giddy. The Beatles and Eagles are two of the bands that do it for me. Okay. So as I was talking to my husband about the Peaceful Easy Living song, I looked it up on YouTube, and I was looking at the lyrics because I was wanting to share a story with him about, because in the lyrics it says, "And I found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul." Remember now, these are men writing about women. So, and I was telling my husband that I can understand that feeling myself about being sorry, we're driving. A guy almost backed into us. But I can understand feeling that same way as this guy felt about the woman being in his soul, as me being a woman having a man touching my soul that same way. And when I was in high school, my father was extremely strict. We're talking the 70s, late 70s, and I think was fearful, you know, of me growing up, of what could happen. You know, I think society in general, you know, appears to be worse now than it was then, but I think each generation has fears for their children. So nonetheless, my father was a very strict man. And as I was talking to my husband, I was getting ready to tell him about the song when there was a truck that almost hit us, and so we got distracted from the conversation. On the way home from the doctor's office, I was trying to tell him the story. And the reason I say trying is after I look it up and get the song on YouTube, so that way I know exactly, because I wanted to share this experience with you guys, I realized I still had a negative emotional attachment to that particular time period in my life. And I didn't realize it until as I was talking with my husband, I got really emotional, had to stop what I was saying, and I couldn't talk. And he's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "No, I didn't think I had this much emotional attachment to that time period, but I do." And one of the things that, you know, I realized, because we all have this experience at some point in our life, we feel like we don't belong and we don't fit in. This particular song reminds me of that time period in my high school years where I felt very alone, not loved, and not loved by my folks. Oh, my goodness, my parents loved me unconditionally, and I felt loved, but I didn't feel loved because I, you know, here are my friends getting to do all this stuff, and my dad's like, no. And so that's where I didn't feel loved, but the benefit that I had was that I really am loved by my dad, and I know that, but he was just being very protective, and no excuses, it's just his belief system, right? But I did feel alone, you know, and I did feel unaccepted, not worthy, not cute enough, because I didn't necessarily fit the more popular kids, outer descriptions per se, you know, what they look like, I didn't look like what they look like, and it's okay, you know, but the lonely part was really got the emotions rolling today. And, you know, when I talk and I coach and I counsel with people, I talk about, you know, you have to be able to be good with being alone. But being alone and being lonely are two different things, which sometimes they seem like the same thing, but a lot of times they're actually two different things. So I just wanted to share with you guys, it's okay to have those emotions, and to have that feeling of being alone or being lonely, and being able to figure out what it is that's causing that discomfort or that anguish or that sadness. So how do I get back to being where I'm more at peace about the situation and accepting of the situation? I've just learned to accept what happened in the past. It's not good or bad. It just is. It's what happened. My dad and my mom, I forgive them for the negative things that I've experienced in my lifetime. And I've had the conversation with them. I'm very blessed because my dad just turned 80, my mom's 79. And so I've had the conversations with them. And it's wonderful for me to be able to, at this point, have those conversations and look back and tell them, you know, Dad, I really didn't like you when I was in high school because you didn't let me do stuff like my friends did. And, you know, and then in some situations, I'm really glad that he was, because I do know some of my friends' skeletons in their closet. And I look at, well, if I would have been there, would I've had, you know, would I be having a really bad skeleton in my closet too? So, you know, everything happens for a reason. My husband and I live by that. So it's a good thing. But in order to get back to that innate peaceful feeling, you have to do the work. There's no shortcuts. As you guys know, because I brag, I'm 53. I still do the work. I still have to do the work to help myself. I can't help my clients or my girlfriends when we get to the Chatty Cathy if I can't work on myself and help myself. I have to be able to see and recognize that, yeah, I'm an onion. You know, I'll take that from the movie with Sandra Bullock where Tim McGraw says, oh, yeah, she's just an onion. You got to peel her back a layer at a time. Yes, I'm a layer at a time onion. And there's going to be times, and for whatever reason, that emotion's going to come up and you have to work through it. So after I get off the phone call today, then I'm going to sit in a quiet spot. A little windy here in North Texas today, But I'm going to find me my little quiet spot to work through it and figure out why I still have negative emotional attachment to it. You don't want to get to the point where you're dwelling on it, because I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to give it about 30 minutes, figure it out, and then, you know, go on about my way. Part of how you get that inner peace, you know, is the acceptance of things that happened yesterday, 10 minutes ago, 5 seconds ago. It already happened. Nothing you can do about it. I like to evaluate and figure out what caused it to surface. Then I cut the aka cord to it, and then I let it go and realize that there was a lesson for me to learn through that, but it's not going to define who I am. I'm not going to allow it to define who I am. I am going to take the higher road and say, thanks, Kerkua, for showing me this, because I'm certain that me being an empath, that there's a reason why Kerkua brought that up for me, because in the future I may have a client that has that feeling of loneliness and desperation and wanting to be accepted, can share my story with them. So that way they realize that they're not alone. Sometimes I will irritate my clients and tell them, you're not that special. You know, we're all lonely. We're all, you know, we're all miserable. We're all told we're not worthy. Because we are. At some point, somebody says something to us that knocks us down. We can have a great idea. We can have a great intention of doing something. And then somebody in one quick, swift sentence can say, really? Well, why do you think you could do that? Or you can't do that. Or what are you thinking? In one quick slash of the negative sword of the tongue, boom, you're shattered. Your feelings are hurt. You get ticked off. You might get emotional and cry. You try to do it anyway, but because that's pounding in the monkey brain part of us, telling us, well, they said you can't do it. What are you doing? They said, what are you thinking? What are you doing? Why are you trying? And so with all of that, you end up angry, frustrated, upset, but you don't do it. You put it in the file so the monkey brain can let it fester for the next time you have a great grandiose idea, because I'm always full of grandiose ideas. My husband, I'm the kite, and my husband is the lead, so that way I don't fly off. And I always tell him, honey, I got a great idea. And he's like, okay, let me go get the string, let me tie you up, because he knows that sometimes my ideas and my thoughts and my goals are so big and so elaborate that he's like, honey, come on, you got to come back down here into planet Earth and the ethers. But he doesn't tell me, well, you can't do it, or any of that negative stuff, because we've had tons of arguments and disagreements about that kind of talk. So he also knows, okay, I'm going to bring you down a little bit. How are you going to do this? Well, have you thought about this? What challenges do you think you see? How can we overcome these challenges? He's the one that, he does the semantics for me. He helps me carry a goal out, but and be realistic and be able to communicate and converse it with other people. Because when you're a light worker like myself, we tend to talk in light worker jargon. So regular people that are not enlightened and awakened yet may not understand. So his purpose in our relationship, or one of his many purposes, is to help me communicate my ideas better and effectively. And he also looks to see how I can do it without too many negative challenges, because he knows that just as I've had my shot down moments growing up and throughout my life, he's had those shot down moments throughout his life. and he doesn't want any of that either. Because, and he doesn't want to contribute that to me, and I don't want to contribute that to him. So when he has a grand idea, I'm like, okay, so what do we got to do? What do you need me to do to help? And so we get carried away and we get nutty and we have fun with it. And believe me, we have tons of, I forget what they're called exactly, but the little rule book, they used to be in black and white when we went to school, and the little fold notebooks. And we have tons of them with great business ideas that, you know, we took them to a certain point, and then realistically it was something that is not for us. You know, it's a great idea, helped do the law of attraction to, you know, bring it to be light, but it wasn't our job to carry it all the way through. Some of the ideas that we've had, oh, I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've cursed my husband out and said, see, look, I told you it would work, because I'd see somebody else take my idea that didn't know me from Adam and take it all the way to fruition, but they had the similar idea. And I had a lovely, lovely Kumula teacher. Your job was to hold space for that person to help them bring the idea up. And I go, but I don't know them. She goes, doesn't matter. You're sending out that energy of whatever the project is to help get it into the mindset of people and into the prayers and the thoughts of people. And this one particular project was a aquaponics farm in Hawaii. And I had done all of the legwork, and I looked everywhere for property. And these people were doing it exactly in the same place where I wanted to do it. I didn't talk to my husband for a couple of days. And he goes, you can't be mad at me because they came up with it. And I was like, no, I can't. But, you know, there's certain things that he did that really didn't help the situation as far as to get it going forward to make it happen. And I told him, no, you're right. I can't be mad at you forever. And so we, you know, he and I sat and analyzed and talked about it and whatnot. And then I met this beautiful teacher in Hawaii, and she told me, she goes, your job, she goes, a lot of times you're going to come up with these great ideas, but it's not your job to bring every great idea to fruition. Your job is to help hold space so that way it will continue to bloom and grow and grow till somebody else is able and capable. You know, they may have the idea, and they might have more of the financing or the funding or the know-how to do it. And so they're supposed to do it. And when she told me that, I realized that, you know, I'm just one person. And I know it starts with me. But if I'm having a great positive thought and somebody else has a similar thought, then all of those, you know, just imagine the cartoons with the little cartoon bubble of above my head. So every time I speak, there's this little bubble, you know, with my words in it, right? And so this is how, you know, the thoughts transpire, right? For example, we all want good, healthy, non-GMO food for everyone on the planet. So the awareness is skyrocketing here in the United States. In other countries, it's already a moot point. You know, they do not allow GMO products in their country. However, in our country, we still do. And as I continue to have the thought of good, healthy, affordable food for everyone, for every man, woman, and child, and animals, because you know me, I love my animals. So as I continue to have this thought, somebody else is thinking, man, somehow we should get some non-GMO food, is like my thought. Right? Law of attraction. And then somebody else says, hey, what's this GMO stuff? Read the article. Oh, I don't like GMO. I want non-GMO. See? Three different thoughts, but similar. So now the bubble gets connected, the idea bubble gets connected, and it starts building and building and building. So even if you don't have an opportunity to make an idea come to fruition at the moment, you're holding space for other people for the idea to come to fruition. They're holding it for you as well. So that's why you have to work on your gifts, whatever they are. We all have a special purpose. Every time I think of the word special purpose, I always think of the movie The Jerk with Steve Allen. I think that's his name. And it's a hilarious movie, comedy set back in the 70s. I mean, it was made back in the 70s. But the thing of it is we all have special purpose. We all have a special gift, a talent that we all can do. So you don't know what it is. That's okay. It took me forever and a day to accept what mine is. Mine is being a teacher. The first time I heard it when I was in my 20s, I was like, I don't think so. I don't want to teach in a classroom. But then again, I was 20 years old and came out of high school, a brat. You know, I was pretty smart, but I also had the attitude of I was smarter than the teachers. I was smarter than my mom and dad. So I didn't want 20 students like me. And as the years transpired and teacher kept flashing from various signs, I finally realized that I wasn't going to be necessarily a classroom teacher, but I was going to be a teacher of what I am now, teaching you how to have more of whatever it is you want in your life, more happiness, more joy, more love, more wisdom, more health. That's my job, life coach, teacher. So what is it that you want more of in your life? You don't know. Hey, that's okay. But let's start with the innate gifts that we have, because that will help you figure out what it is that you're supposed to do, what your passion's supposed to be. And it'll give you that inner knowing, that inner peace. Last week we were talking about aloha. This week it's about our second gift, peace. When we're living from that part of unconditional love and trust, then we're also living our highest purpose. Gives us that opportunity to be peaceful and calm. Because we know when we trust Keakua implicitly, magic happens. Because where the magic does, our thoughts are what we create. So when we're thinking great thoughts, great things happen. But when we fall into that sadness or victim role, then weird things happen. And I call them weird because they're all life learning lessons. We all, you know, we have those ebbs and flows, those highs and lows. And it's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's all right. Because we have to have something to be able to measure, right? Peace comes from that trusting of Keakua, of allowing the good things to come to your life. And if you think, you know, for example, you know, this big lottery winnings, that this big number that there was, and looked at it on a positive point of, it's okay, you know, it'll be all right. And knowing that, you know, there's other people having abundance, that's wonderful. And so you're abundant as well. There's a lot of things that you can do and that you have that somebody else doesn't have. So that's your more. That might be your enough. And then that inner peace and that inner knowing is where you're coming from, because this is your acceptance of where you're at, of being fulfilled with the feeling of love, of knowing that you are loved and that you're sending out love to people, which brings that inner peace and that contentment. You know, some people are happy with more house, more this, more that. Others are quite content with a little tiny house. That's what they're calling them these days. My grandmother raised 10 children in a tiny house. most people lived in a tiny house. So, you know, that's not a nothing new, but, you know, there's a lot of people choosing to condense. So those are things that you just have to figure out on your own. What is more important to you? What do you want more of in your life? And when you trust Kekua, and when you allow that innate gift of aloha, then your innate gift of peace just comes. It just comes. It's the best thing I can tell you. I've been blessed in having clients tell me, when I talk with you, I am so peaceful. And it's because I trust Kiku is going to tell me exactly what I need to share. And I don't have to talk from ego, because that's a really weird conversation when I don't have anything to say and Kekua has me just talking, because then it's like, ooh, that was kind of ego-ish. But I just trust that Kekua will give me the words that I need, so that way my clients are content and can come away fulfilled, so that way they can step into their shoes and get into their path and get into the wave and figure out what it is that they want more of in their life. So I'm going to take a pause because we have a caller. So hopefully you wanted to chat. So unfortunately, the way the system works, it doesn't give us like the hands up signal in a teleconference where if you want to chat, there's a little button. So bear with me. Aloha, this is Crystal. Who do I have on the line? Hello? Hello. Well, go ahead and meet them back because they must have just wanted to listen. Sorry, folks. Had to take a drink in between that as well. Okay, so today I want you to write down three things that make you really peaceful and calm, or three memories that help you get to your calm state. If you're working a corporate job, actually print out somewhere a little picture of that memory. You know, maybe it's being at the lake or at the beach or seeing a beautiful waterfall or something. Whatever it is that makes you peaceful and calm. So when you're having a very stressful day, your boss is demanding a million things, you can quickly look in your calendar if you're using a paper calendar, if you're, are allowed to have things on the wall or on your cubicle, you know, put stuff up that's going to make you blissful. Children are, yes, blissful, but it's not for this purpose. The exercise is not going to be putting up your children because you need to have that state of solitude, of serenity. And sometimes when you look at children, and if you had a difficult day in the morning before they went off to school and before you went to work, looking at them is not going to cause you to have that peaceful serenity feeling. So find a memory that gives you that sense of peace and of well-being, and have a photograph made, frame it, or just a little picture. When I worked in corporate America, I used to keep a day timer planner, and every year I kept the dividers out. And got the new calendar because my dividers had pictures and quotes of things that would make me feel better in an instant. And that's what the purpose of this is. I want you to find three things that, you know, can get you from instant frustrated to bring you just a moment of calmness, smile to your face, joy to your heart, whatever that may be. So it could be a picture of a lake, vacation, whatever. I on this exercise, I choose not to use people because there's always a moment that you can reflect back on that is not a peaceful moment. So pick a scenery. With that in mind, anytime you have an issue at work or with your children, the husband, look back at that picture or pictures. So that way you can breathe. Meditation is not about time. Meditation is about the quality of getting yourself a harmonious state. And that's what I want these pictures to do for you. I want you to just be able to take yourself back into harmony with yourself and with that innate feeling of unconditional love, which brings you into the peaceful state that is your innate gift from God, our second gift. And when you get your blood pressure going at work because you've been piled on, the new girl called in sick, your boss wanted it done 2 days ago, and the copy machine's not working. Okay, stop, breathe. These are all things that you technically have no control over because you're not your boss, you're not the new girl, and you're definitely not the copy machine. Stop, breathe, laugh, because it's funny. It really is. It's like Murphy's Law, you know. And then look at the picture and think, okay. And all you're doing is getting yourself in alignment of a more balanced, harmonious being. That's all. It's not going to necessarily make your boss's blood pressure go down, the copy machine get fixed, the new girl happen to pop in and come into work. Not going to do any of that, but it's going to help you. And by helping you get into a better balance and staying centered, your heart chakra is not going to feel so burdened. Your health, your heart itself, is not going to be pumping so hard because you're stressing and all of those hormones are doing what they're supposed to be doing when you're stressing. You know, everything goes up, your blood pressure, you're this, you're that, you're whatever. But when you bring yourself back into balance and into center, your heart calms down so you're not having to overexert yourself and you can get things done. When you're more calm and in harmony, then you don't have that haste makes waste thing going on. Because that, you know, old lady saying per se, the old wives' tale, that is so true. If you hurry, 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 you know, it's one step forward, two steps back. So that's not what you want to do when you're in those high stressful situations. You want that peaceful, calming feeling. So do what you got to do to get yourself in that state, whatever it is. And that's why I said pictures, you know, scenery. For me personally, you can show me any picture in Hawaii and I'll giggle, but I have my special places that are near and dear to my heart, and they hold really awesome memories for different things. And you want to hold in your heart is that peaceful, loving, joyful feelings. So that way when you're having a rough day, you can get yourself back to center. So how else can you get more peace in your life without having to live in a monastery? And I'm not even sure if you lived in a monastery if you could have more peace, because there's still pecking order there. There's still belief system. So some of the other things I do recommend, of course, is journaling, meditation, yoga, having conversations with girlfriends, with your parents if they're still living. It's amazing the information that you learn once you realize that they don't have control over you. You know, when you're growing up and, you know, the goal is to get you graduated out of high school and 18 years old and you're on your own. And so you feel like, you know, as in speaking from my experience, you have no control of your life because everybody else is telling you what to do. But when you get to the point that, yeah, they're going to tell you what to do, but you get to go to your house and go, I'm still eating chocolate cake for breakfast. I don't care what you say, Mom, you know. And funny is my mom and dad will have chocolate cake for breakfast every now and then, too. But when we were growing up, it wasn't allowed because somebody said that chocolate cake for breakfast wasn't good in whatever parenting book or parenting rules. But, you know, have those conversations so that way you can learn more about yourself, you can learn more about others and what people do to get themselves in that more peaceful, calm state. It's an innate gift. It's like the innate gift of aloha. It's within you. Getting yourself back to that feeling is up to you. I can give you ideas, direction, of course, you know, my crazy crack-up stories that I've been sharing with you today. It's all your choice on what you want to do and how you want to do it. The other quote is the one that Dr. Dyer always had is, you know, the karma one about, what is it? How the reaction quote, how you react is your karma. And that's it pretty much. You know, you can go out in freak out mode, which, as I said before, when I was talking to my husband about different businesses or whatever, and I'd go way off the deep end and, oh, my God, you don't support me. What are you thinking? I thought you loved me. You know, and, of course, I'm playing all of those ego girl cards. And poor thing, he didn't know what hit him because sometimes they'll come straight out of left field. He seems everything's fine, and all of a sudden, I can't believe you don't love me. And he's like, what are you talking about? What did I do now? And it's unfortunate, but played my girl cards in the past. And he, bless his heart, still loves me. But he realizes that it's just a miscommunication. It's a misunderstanding. And in order to work through it, and to have that more peaceful, calming, easy living, like the Eagles song, you got to work through it. And anything worth having, as the cliche goes, is worth working through. And it's your choice. You can either choose to be happy or you can choose to be mad. It's simple as that. Oh, by the way, I don't know, for those of you that follow astrology, did you know that we were in Mercury retrograde since January 6th, and we go through January 20th, which is a few days away? I didn't know that. I just happened to read it yesterday on somebody's Facebook post that we were in Mercury retrograde. I was thinking it was at the end of January through February, but no, it ends January 20th. And for those of you that don't know what Mercury retrograde is, what it is if you could see Mercury in the sky, it looks like it's standing still, that it's not spinning, but it's just perception. And what Mercury retrograde does in the metaphysical, astrology, spiritual world, communication. Mercury, one of the things that Mercury rules over is communication. So when Mercury goes retrograde, a lot of things go haywire. Or can, you know, because it depends on how you set your law of attraction. You can go into the law of attraction with Mercury retrograde being a bad thing, and for 3 weeks you're not going to do anything. You're just going to hide your head in the sand like an ostrich. Or you're going to put on your big girl panties or big boy panties and look at Mercury retrograde as, okay, what is Mercury trying to tell me? What is it within my communications? And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because it's communications is part of having that peaceful, easy living state. I'll give you a prime example, absolutely messed up with food. He missed the exit for Cracker Barrel yesterday on our way to work because we were going to eat before we went to our job. Missed the exit. Flew by it, doing like 80. Well, the exit used to be way down here. Hello. The sign was back there. Exit, half a mile. Not a problem. We were going to go do the job when we got done. Eat at Cracker Barrel on the way back. Get off, go to eat Cracker Barrel. I know, I'm plugging them, and shouldn't necessarily since they're not paying to be on the show with us. But couldn't get waited on. Got seated. Server showed up, took our drink order. 15 minutes later, no drink. We were running a tight schedule yesterday. We were thinking, 40 minutes for lunch. Well, he ate into 15 minutes, so fast food it was. Then today, I tell my husband, because we have Whataburger here in Texas, and we have Bombs. So I tell my husband, Whataburger. He goes, what exit? I said, Fort Worth Drive, knowing that I have to be on the show at 1 o'clock. This is about 20 till 1 because we're coming home from his doctor's appointment. And what happens? He goes, this exit, right, Teasley? And I go, no. I told you Fort Worth Drive. Teasley is where Bronze is, which is another fast food hamburger joint that we like. So what happens? He exits Teasley, and he goes, where's Whataburger at? And I go, Fort Worth Drive. Which was the next exit. So for 2 days in a row, I have not gotten the food that I requested, which is fine because come Monday, I'm doing the sugar detox and none of that food's going to matter. But that is part of the miscommunication. So during Mercury retrograde, your communications could be affected. So if you do pig Latin and the person that you're talking to is not understanding you, it is because Mercury retrograde is saying they don't speak piggy Latin. You need to speak piggy English because they speak piggy English or whatever the case is. So make sure that while you're doing the Mercury retrograde that your feelings are not getting hurt because there's a lot of miscommunication going on and misunderstanding. And so you need to share with whoever you're communicating with exactly what you mean. Say what you mean. Don't play the games of, he knows what I'm talking about. I don't have to tell him. Bullshit. Oh, I didn't say that on the radio, did I? Yes, I did. BS. There's just no time for games. Just be straightforward and get it off your chest. If you need to communicate and you can't figure out the right words, write it out. That way it gives you cliff notes so you can help you. Communication is one of the things that Mercury rules over, and it's the biggest one because we don't communicate very well. The art of letter writing is gone. Lord, if you saw some of the text messages that I receive, I look at my phone, what is this supposed to mean? We don't communicate as well as we used to. So stop using the shortcuts, take away the contractions, and start speaking, in communication mode. Start sharing your feelings. Start talking with people. Start talking about emotions. Talk about what it is you want to do. What you want to do. What do you want more of in your life? How can you make yourself have a more peaceful, easy living? Every day you hear about more and more people deciding to go with one income in a tiny house out in the boonies. Hey, if that's what's going to work for you to make you have a peaceful, easy living, knock yourself out. Go for it. I'm the first one to root for you. Make sure that you're doing it for all the right reasons. Make sure that whoever you're doing it with, that it's something they truly want to do. Because you don't want to get out in this little tiny house where it's just four walls and you guys, and you don't have anything to communicate about. You don't have anything to talk about. Because it sure does get peaceful. You hear crickets. Time out to make sure that you're communicating your ideas effectively. And quit blaming things on gender. Today, the doctor's office, the nurse, I said something about my husband. She goes, yeah, but that's how men are. No, that's how people are. We all have certain qualities that are male-like and certain qualities that are female-like. But it's just people qualities. There's not any, you know, typically one gender does something more different than the women, but that's not the case. We all have flaws, and we just all need to do our best to improve the quality of our life, and it starts with ourselves. Yes, it's a beautiful day. I'm watching the wind blow, and Kamakani is blowing some serious south wind, which is making for great Texas weather in January. It's 60-something degrees and beautiful. Do our little plugs of our businesses. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, February 5th through the 7th, I am hosting Max the Crystal Skull with my girlfriend, Kendall Williams. You can visit my website, alohacrystal.com, for more information. It's right on the homepage. It pops up. Max the Crystal Skull is believed to be one of the ancient 13 crystal skulls. Well, actually, Max is. He's been tested by the Smithsonian, the British Museum. I have a little bit of information on my website about Max. I love, love, love Max's energy. He gives you what you need in a way that is kind, benevolent, gentle, and oh so loving. And the man has a sense of humor. Yes, I call him a man because even though it's just a skull, the entity as Max is very, very benevolent and kind. And if you need some healing, he'll give you healing. If you are wanting to have a more awakened or an enlightened path, he'll share that. He'll also help you develop your psychic skills. Whatever it is you're looking for, he can do that. He will help you with that. Actually, you're the one that can only do this stuff. He is the catalyst to help you get more of. So that's February 5th through 7th. I am also starting a new coaching program. It's a 13-month coaching program. It begins in February with the Lunar New Year. The first class of the coaching program is going to be either February 1st or February 3rd. I'm working out a couple of things. I'm wanting to do it the 1st, but right now my schedule's got it down on the 3rd. I've got something that I'm obligated to on the 1st that I am so trying to move to a different day. And in this 13-month coaching program, it will give you an opportunity to get more clear and concise on your goals, setting goals, and we're going to be doing it using the lunar cycle. As more and more people decide to get back to their roots, this is what the coaching program is it's about getting back to your roots and that innate body biological clock that's ticking within you. And to do that, we have to do it on the lunar cycle because the lunar cycle is what our body responds to. And if any of you have had experiences with new moon, full moon, waxing or waning moons affecting your sleep patterns, it's because you're off your lunar cycle. And Tutuhina, which is the moon, she is talking to you saying, come on, baby, get back on your, you know, get back on the cycle with the ebb and flow. If she can pull the oceans of the world, she's pulling on you, baby. So that 13-month program starts in February here in just a couple of weeks, and it starts with a lunar vision board. We're going to do a vision board, but based on the lunar cycle for the 13 months. Really, really excited about that. I will be talking a little bit more next week about it on the show at the end of the show. I think that's all that I'm doing for the next few weeks. But visit my website and for the information on the coaching program and Max, alohacrystal.com, alohacrystal.com. If you would like to get in touch with Kaivi for any healing or readings, his website is Ho'ola Foundation, OOLA Foundation at or foundation.com, and his email is hoolafoundation@gmail.com. My email address is crystal, CRYSTAL, at alohacrystal.com. I'm available for coaching, healing, and readings as well. If you would like to contact us in regards to the radio show, if you would like to be a guest on the radio show, feel free to email us at the number 9, Hitime, H-I-T-I-M-E, at gmail.com, and we can connect that way. Or you can email us individually as well if you'd like to be on the show, if you have some topics you would like to discuss or would like for us to discuss with you guys. That would be great. Starting Tuesday, something good's going to happen November 9th, since that's what I was spitting out. Beginning Tuesday, February 9th, I am going to be doing a 30-minute show, Action Tuesday. It's an inspired action radio show just to give you tips on how to overcome topics like, overcome a few things like fear, but also I have a list of guests that are going to come on the show with me talking about how to get started at whatever it is you want to do, you know. And so that's going to be starting Tuesday the 9th. So we're going to still have this show on Thursdays, but I'm adding a show to the network. And on that show, it's 30 minutes because I just want to take 30 minutes of your time to help you get inspired to take action. So that way, you know, for the last year, we've, you know, this show is more about helping nurture what you're experiencing and how you're experiencing it. Tuesday's shows are about, come on, babe, get your shoes on, let's get going, let's do this. And so I'm real excited about that you guys are going to be able to get some information. And hopefully some of the people that I get on will have some opportunities to win prizes, because I think that helps get people inspired when we have opportunities to get stuff. So on that happy note, I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for hanging out with me today as we talked about peace and Maluia. So when you go back to what you're doing, just take that time to check in with yourself, check in on with your aloha. How do you feel? You know, are you not feeling it? Go to the lua, go to the bathroom, go wash your hands, cut the cords while you're washing your hands, so that way kind of, you know, he is the God that watches over water for us. Wash your hands, you know, cut the cords, let that flow, so that way he can transmute that negative energy back into positive energy. And check, you know, every day, check yourself. If you have a bad experience, let it go. It's not worth holding on to. So thank you so much again for hanging out with me today. Have a beautiful week, and we will see you next week, Thursday, and we will be talking about one of my favorite topics, Leia, which is joy. Aloha, ohuiho, malama pono.